E aí, Waldo, onde vai ser aí?
So to break that label.
Okay.
So if you want to drink water, Chavez drink water. So here we go. Kobe brought me a bottle yesterday.
So we start with Zareas. We said the tachlis is now every malacha has its tachlis, meaning its purpose. It's shrikha legufa, it's called. What was this malacha used for in the Mishkan? In order to be chayv on a malacha d'oraisa, you have to be doing it for somewhat of attention that it was the malacha is made for. Then there's the tzura of the malacha, how to do the malacha. If you don't do it in its normal way, then it's called shinoi klachiyad, which then would be a sidra abana. So in every malacha, we have to first understand what is the focus of the malacha, what's the goal of the malacha, what's the object of the malacha, and then we have to understand the tzura. So what's the tachlis of Zriya? He had smicha, the growth, the plant to grow, for the plant to grow. If that is the tachlis of Zriya, so it's not just putting the seeds in the ground. To do any type of pu'ula which will cause the growth will also be asa. Because you are the gidul eizik gidulei karka nichla b'mlacha zayin. Therefore, any help in the growth of something will also be included. So what else is included?
Watering.
Good. Nechlalim kan, let's read this line. Nitiya is planting a plant. Harkav is grafting, where I take the branch, I take two branches of two different trees and I put them together to grow a graft. Havrach is where I take the branch and stick it into the ground so it will grow up another tree. Nichosh is cutting the bad weeds, right? Zimor is pruning a tree. Shekulam is sayayim legidlat smachim ayhalanis. All these help the growth of the plant or the tree. Now, yesh ben shasuz b'shama av atzma. Now, every malacha, there's the av malacha, which is the father of the malacha. Then there are toldeis. Toldeis are also asam min hatera, as you learned probably in Bava Kama, the Bezam and Aleph. There's really no difference between an av and a tolda when you get a chiyo. But there's what's called the av malacha, and then there's toldeis. Some of these are av, v'yeshmem shum tolda. K'may b'chol kol ha-malachas, just like by all the malachas, gam b'zareya tzrichim yizorah mipsik reisha. Okay, before we get to it. Now, Gershi's going to ask, why didn't he put in here watering? So we're going to see on the second side of the page, water. And in the Gemara, it's actually a machlaikis. If watering is zareya or chayrish. Which we'll understand better when we see Chayrish. But he's going to speak better on the second side. Either way, it's awesome.
What is the grumma, like you pour water on like the ground and rolls over?
So that'll be fine. But
even with intention?
No, without intention. You need both. You need animus chavim with grumma. Which we'll discuss that when we turn the page. We'll discuss that also, remind me, when we turn the page. Okay, now. Now he says something else. Now he says, listen to this. This is an important rule. K'may b'chol malachis gam b'zareya tzrichon lizom mipsik reisha. What does psik reisha mean? What?
Oh,
psik reisha literally means, right, chopping the head off the chicken. Very good. Gersh is holding. The Gemara is talking about there, if you have a chicken and you cut the head off, of course it's going to die. Segregation below Yamos, it's inevitable. It has to happen. So I can't come along with an excuse and say, but I didn't mean it. What do you mean you didn't mean to kill the chicken? What else did you do here? It's part of cutting the head off to give it to the children to play with. It's killing the chicken. It goes together. So therefore, we use this term in all the malachas. Whenever it's inevitable, when it has to happen, then you're going to be chai. So too by Zareya, Al-Kain, Aser, Lizra, even though Davar Sheinu Mischaven may be Mutto, maybe Asim Midrabanan, but when it's a Psik Reisha, then there's no Einim Mischaven, right, Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan has two tzadim, had to understand in Ksubis. But the Pashto way of understanding is, how could you say Einim Mischaven? How'd you expect to get the head of the chicken without killing it? You can't say Einim Mischaven.
I was getting a ball, I don't know. Head.
By killing it, right? That's right. I can't sit in a place, right? Let's say I'm sitting on the lawn where things could grow. I'm sitting in a place where things could grow, and I'm throwing and dropping seeds. I can't say, but I'm Einim Schaven. I feel I'm Einim Schaven in Lekach, even if you don't have Kavana, Kigoy. Kishoichlan Paris Begina, sitting in the garden and you're eating fruit. Then Makam Shechoylam Litzmach Tzmach, where things could grow. Shetrichlan Yizorim Lahashlach Shom Garine Paris. You have to be careful not to drop over there seeds of fruit. So this is one practical example. You're out in the country, you're out in your backyard, where things could grow. If you're in a place where things can't grow, you're on a sidewalk, on the street, or you're in a place where everyone walks back and forth on that area, so things can't grow there. So that's not a place of growth. But if you are in a place where things could grow, dropping seeds over there will be a problem. And like we mentioned yesterday, it's very possible, according to some Paiskim, even if I'll pick the seed up afterwards, I'll come back after Shabbos and pick the seed up, it may not help. Could be you Ivan Zerei already. Yeah. Shells may be the shells when it degenerates, it turns into to fertilizer. So maybe that would be issue because you're fertilizing the ground, which makes it better to grow. But look. I don't know the Matzis. The Rashiva at one point was very. He wanted to ask in Garinim on Shabbos outside because of this. First of all, because you're making your shalim not look nice, which you're not allowed to do.
The rice?
The rice, the doesn't make the Matzis. You're not allowed to make your shalim not look nice.
What's the main shams in this?
What's the main shams?
Or the garbage.
Not the main shams. I it's nasty.
Garbage
on the side. You're not allowed to
make stained floors.
So what's stained floors? So therefore you can make it look like a mess with garina?
Sponge the floor.
What type of excuse is that?
Just clean it up.
I don't think it's an excuse. You said nice, but definitely you're dropping your seeds there is mizalzel. I think that's worse. The guy who dropped putting a garbage bag down for the garbage man to take is fine, but to drop your seeds there to me is disgusting. But number two, he wants it tighter that you're fertilizing the ground, which could be a good tighter. Yeah, we'll have to speak to the farmer when we go to visit the base mayor place.
How long does it take to fertilize to turn into this?
It's the farmer. Most places where we go is not right for growing anyways here. So you won't have that problem. But if you are out up north on one of those days, you will do this. Okay, now listen to what he says in the next paragraph. This could be a practical case. Since it's also to help the growth, if let's say I have a plant in the house, for me to take that plant and move it closer to the window because there's sun coming in, and sun helps the plant grow, or for me to move the plant closer to the window because I want to get air so that it should be able to grow better, that's a problem of Zereya. So in the Muksa book, if you look in the Muksa book, he writes over there that plants are Muksa. And if you ask Rabbi Badner, he says he's the author. He writes it from Rav Moshe that it's Muksa. But if you ask him, he'll tell you that Rav Moshe said they should write that it's Muksa, not because it's Muksa. Because he said people don't know Hilchas Zereya and Koitzer. And if they don't know Zerei and Kaitza, it's very easy for them to come to a Issa Daraisa. If I take it away from the window, because I don't want any more light, maybe I want Kaitza.
So you just a tough
That will help you for Muksa. We're talking about here a more serious question.
I think you don't care.
Let's say it's in
the,
you're not like doing it.
Okay, what's it? We'll get the, you saw we only learned the first line. Let's see. In the Makam HaKadosh, you have to look at Akein, also the Tatal, also the Makam HaKadosh. It's also to move a plant from one place to another plant. The Makam HaShini, God the Sham, you have to type it in the second place and grow better. Keep going. It was inside. To take it outside, or the taltum mimakim cell from the shade lemakim zrichas chama to where it's shining. In zem sayeya hagidol, if it helps the growth, chen kol kayoytze b'zem is awesome. How about the next case? I will leftayach vilon. Let's say I want light in the room. I'm not doing it for the plant. I'm doing it because I want light in the room. So I want to open the curtain. I want air in the room. So I open the window. It's going to help the plants grow. Even though it's going to reach the plant, now, the question that Gersh is an answer is, was it help that you were not mischavin? We said before, ain't a mischavin where's a psikresha. So the answer is that first of all, psikresha means that it's going to happen right away. It's inevitable and it's going to happen right away. Over here, it's not going to happen right away. It takes some time for the air or the light to be mashpia on the plant. Number one. Number two, also, it may be considered a grumma. Now, so therefore, when the name is chavin, and also there's a grumma over here, it's mutter. Because you open the window, and then air comes in and helps, or the sun comes in, and you're opening the curtain, and then the sun comes in, and then. So I didn't do any direct act over here to the plant. All I did was a direct act to the curtain. Grum alone is not enough. It's only in certain cases where it's a hefsid. These rules that come up over and over, at the end you're going to know them on your fingertips.
You should, like, that's how you can be able to build
yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't help. Zerei is this, and the rice is no answer.
No, I'm saying the only place you can put it happens to be by the window. Yeah. Putting it in the
again, which you're moving it to the window for what purpose?
Where's it now?
No, I'm saying I'm moving the plant to the table.
If you're moving the plant to the window where the sun is shining in more,
yeah,
and you're doing it for the plant, we learned it's awesome. If you're not doing the plan, then it's in mischavin, and it's a, if it's only a drum, it will be fine. It's a big machlag. Okay, tomorrow we'll learn about watering plants. Grum means you're not doing a direct act. I'm doing A, I'm not doing any act to the thing itself. The mush over here. I open the curtain, and then sun comes in and helps the plant.
If you have like flowers on your table, so you need to move them. Does it matter?
Flowers is not good. The sun's not going to help.
So leave a plant, and you want it to get off your table because you want to eat.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter where you put it.
If you're being mischaven to put it by the window for the sun, then you're not allowed to.
You should stop moving it.
So that would theoretically be my time.
Direct action to the plant.
What?
Direct act to the plant. Picking up and putting it where it happens to be the sun.
Right. You're not putting it there for the sun.
I'm saying it's
a you're dealing with a very technical question then. You shouldn't do that. But somewhere else.
You say plants back to an opportunity.
That for the Tam Chacham, it's not Muxa.
Wait, back on the Seekins, back before season 4, we came on the road of 6. It's not a problem because the one's going to take an important grass.
Right, that's not a problem. No one's taking it in front of the grass. maybe we'll roll there or someone will kick it there. We'll talk about that tomorrow when we talk about the water. Psik Reisha, according to the American Rabbanim, yes. It's a big machlokes. Do you open your refrigerator on Shabbos? No, not with the light. Lights off, because it's going to go on, right? So Rav Henkin and same thing with ovens. Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe held that since it's called Psik Reisha Bizman Acher or Bimakam Acher, that since it doesn't happen right away, it takes 2-3 seconds for the heat to go in and then turn on, it's not considered like you're doing the mice. It's a Psik Reisha Bizman Acher. So therefore they held that you could open the refrigerator even if the motor's not. Rav Moshe himself was Machmir, Gerardo. But he held that it's mutter.
So you also could open an oven even for like even if the fire's off?
Yeah. If Dain Fisher was mechalic between an oven and a refrigerator, because one's more of a shell of the rice and one's a rabbanon. But then you have Dain Fisher. But then you have many rabbanim that held here in it, so that were chaylik on this head of Rav Moshe. And therefore, because they held that there is, it's still considered psik reisha. I'm not sure. I don't know Rav Yashim. But no, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the parentheses argues that he has other terim for opening the refrigerator.
I'll be the fertilizer. If I have a cow that needs to make a dough, and he goes on like a thing of...
You can do whatever you want. It's not you have a kib that you shouldn't make it work. I mean, you can't put a load on it. You can't...
For that type of malacha, it's chill.
Shlomo Zalman was also... But he was also...
Now you have to know the new refrigerators that now came out, the digital ones. Those may not be mutter, according to the Israeli bicycle.